Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I would like to begin with Hilchos Lashon Hara as a reminder to all of us, Baruch Hashem, that every day it's so important for us to think about this and to learn the halachas, because we speak all the time, we hang out with people all the time, and at any given time, it's something that is very possible for a person to stumble in. And Baruch Hashem, we're doing our hishtadlus. We're doing the best we can by learning a halacha, whether that halacha applies to us today, but just the fact that, or you know, whenever, just the fact, as we always say, just a reminder, it's not so much about not speaking Lashon Hara. Of course, none of us want to speak or hear or be makabel or be involved in a situation of Lashon Hara, but what we know is by us learning a few minutes, a few moments, a halacha, that alone, as the Chafetz Chaim says, will help take away the Yetzer Hara for Lashon Hara, and we're doing all we can do, which is learning that halacha. So I pray for all of us, I daven for all of us, that we should be zocha by us doing this hishtadlus and us learning this halacha. This will help strengthen us and all the Jewish people as we're getting ready. We're getting ready for the Zman of Geula, Nisan B'Nisan, as we'll begin to talk in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow, the next few days, as B'Nisan Nigalu. In Nisan, we had the Geula, which was Yetzias Mitzrayim, U'B'Nisan Asidin Lihigoyel, and God willing, the Geula, Nisan is the month of Geula, it's the month of redemption, and we know Pesach is Pesach, which I'm sure we'll be talking about, where the mouth can speak, which is the geula of speech. That's why the Seder night is all about the mouth. It's about eating matzah. It's about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's about drinking the Dalet Kosos. It's all in connection to cleanse and to begin a new speech. Anus al pi adibur, Moshe Rabbeinu said the reason we're in Galus is because of our speech, because of Lashon Hara. So it's very appropriate this time for us to strengthen, and especially as we're home, and especially as we're going to get, cleaning and dealing with people and dealing with, being wherever we're going to be, wherever you are, there's always interaction, especially now, where the, people are around more, the yeshivas have come home and the seminaries and people are more around. So we have to be extra, extra careful. Our family, we're with our families, extra, extra careful, especially during Pesach, especially during this time of Geula. So with that in mind, let's do the halacha. The halacha, this is from my email, halacha shmiras halashen, which is Hilchos Lashon Hara, chapter 10, section 1. That's what it says. If someone saw someone harming a person by stealing from them or damaging their property, so you see someone doing something or they rob them. Now, whether the harmed person knows it or not, one second, if one clearly knows that he did not return the stolen item and did not pay his damage. Okay, so again, someone sees someone, right, damage something from someone, steal something from someone. So the first step, the Chafetz Chaim says, you have to make sure that you know that they didn't return the item. They didn't talk to the person. So he says, even when one saw this himself, one may relate the incident to people in order, this is the key, to assist the injured party and to help that people don't do things like this. Right? So you're allowed to get involved, but again, not just to tell anyone. And here he goes. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is not from this, this chapter 10, section 2. I'm going to read this quickly. We're not going to go into this so deeply, but just to hear the halacha. The halacha is there are 7 conditions in order to do this. Number one, you have to see the act oneself, and you cannot hear it from others. Hear it from others oneself, one clarified after, and no, not merely hearing it from others. I don't know. I can't read exactly what that. Basically, you must know that this actually happened. It can't just be, oh, I heard about it. Number two, one must be very careful to not immediately decide that the matter was theft, robbery, or damage, etc., but carefully examine the matter to see whether it comes under these categories. Right? What's amazing about this is that yeah, of course, you see someone hurting someone, you have to help the person who's being hurt. And we have to make sure that people don't hurt each other. But at the same time, we also have to know exactly what happened, what's going on. Number three, one must first gently rebuke the wrongdoer, as this might help him and make him change his ways. If he does not listen, then one can then tell the public his wrongdoing against his fellow. Right, so that's interesting, right? If one knows he will not accept the rebuke, etc., that's a different conversation. But the point is, there's no reason to tell anyone else if you could deal with it yourself. Number four, one may not exaggerate the wrongdoing. That's a big one. Number five, one's intent must be for benefit, okay, and not to enjoy the fact that you're right getting at this guy who did this, or because of prior hatred. Nice, that's also a big one. Number six, if one can bring about the benefit somehow without speaking lashon hara about the person, then you're not allowed to speak about him. So again, you can only tell someone else, right, if that's the only option that you have. If you can deal with it yourself, if you can talk to the person yourself, whatever it is, and you're not allowed to just mention this. And the last thing is, one may not cause more damage than halacha demands to the person of cause if one testifies against him. Okay, not sure exactly what that's about. Okay, interesting. So very important halacha. If you saw someone hurting someone, of course you have to stop, or damaging someone or doing something, of course, but it's not as simple, you know, like just to quickly chazer over, you have to know that you know exactly that it's true. You have to make sure that it was what you saw. If you could rebuke the person himself, if he's not going to accept the rebuke, That's a different discussion. You cannot exaggerate, and of course, no. If you don't have to speak lashon hara, if you don't have to tell anyone, that's better, etc., etc. Okay, Hashem will help each and every one of us to only see wonderful things between the Jewish people, and that no one will damage anyone or hurt anyone, and if they do, we will be able to deal with it properly. And what's incredible, I'm just thinking as I'm saying this over, what's incredible is the demand that Hashem has for each and every one of us to be sensitive, like the expectation. Hashem really believes in us so much that we're able to really, you know, have the chachma, the patience, the you know, humility, etc., all of these things to deal with, you know, different situations. It's unbelievable how demanding, in a positive way, how much Hashem holds of us, that we can become these incredible people. As I've always said, you know, it's when you talk lashon hara, you hurt yourself more than you hurt the other person. Obviously, you hurt the other person as well, but you make yourself so low. We Hashem holds of us and believes in us so much. Okay, Hashem will help each and every one of us. Meretz Hashem to be zocha to keep the halachas and not to hear lashon hara, not to speak lashon hara, us and all the Jewish people. I want to talk about a very something that hit me today, as I was thinking, it's the last day of Adar, the second Adar. We were blessed this year, Baruch Hashem, to have two Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, and it's brought down that Simcha is throughout the entire month. So we've been blessed to have two full months of Simcha, and we're beginning. As we end the Simcha, as we know, there's a smichas of Geula to Geula. This is the Pesach and Purim are very much connected. And the thought of Simcha, I just want to share. Just want to share three ways of happiness. Simcha is something that we all yearn for. simcha is something, as we're going to talk about, is tachas asher lo avadata is Hashem alokecha b'simcha. All of the rebuke and all of the curses and the klalus in the Torah come, as the Torah says, because we do not know how to be b'simcha, and we don't connect so much to simcha. So it's something that is very fundamental and important in as a Jew, as a person. It's easier said than done. So let's like learn about it. I think there are three. Let's learn just, I think, three ways for a person to focus on simcha, to understand what simcha, what happiness is. Number one, one of my favorites is simcha is Melashon Tzmicha. Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch says that simcha and tzmicha are the same. What does that mean? Tzmicha means I'm growing. You want to be happy, I'm growing, I'm changing, which is ironic because a lot of times we just want to be chilled and we want to say, okay, I don't want to grow, I don't want to, but a depressed person we know is not that they're not growing, they're blah. They're not moving. Growth, how do you know if something's right alive? It's moving. It's growing. It's constantly growing. It could be little growth. We don't see growth. Even plants, animals, any living thing that's growing and that's moving, it's movement. You're moving. And what's interesting is that in life, to realize that, like, I'm growing, I'm changing, I'm developing. And being part of life is you're always, every day is different. There are always things happening, ups and downs, which sometimes is disturbing for us. But just the fact, right, that a dead person, a mace, can't move, can't go anywhere, doesn't have raglaim. They say that's the pshat halacha. Halacha is halicha. I'm moving. There's movement. There's movement. When a person's depressed and down, they're just like, they're lethargic, I can't move. When a person's working out, a person's jogging, a person's having conversations, a person's moving, that's happiness, that's real happiness. Not the happiness that I'm ha ha ha, I'm all happy. It's much deeper. It's growth. And again, just to be very clear, growth, it does not have to be the way we think it is. It's just changing. When I change myself, when things are changing, when I'm tapped in to the changes that I'm doing and I'm working on, it's like we don't want to change. It's like ironic. We don't want to change. We want everything to be just constant. And change is growth, and growth is happiness. So as we end Adar, let us dive into Hashem that we're able to continue, which is interesting, by the way, because it goes right into Nisan, which is really when things start sprouting. And it's like that. There's like a preparation to more growth and more change. It's like this simcha pushes us, it propels us. Okay, let's develop more, you know. And just to underline this last piece, little by slowly. It's not about growing fast. It's not about growing a lot. It's just about movement, little by slowly. That's number one. Number two is simcha, as the Maral says, is shleimus. Shleimus is where I accept everything that I have is exactly what I'm supposed to have. And that's hard. It's hard sometimes for us to just take a breath and say, you know what, exactly where I am is exactly where I'm supposed to be at this age, at this stage. This is exactly, and Hashem has a plan, shleimus. You know, I saw once that peace, which makes sense, is more important than happiness. Because happiness and to have peace, to have serenity. But the truth is, in Chazal, again, especially according to this Maral, it's really one and the same. Because shleimus is shalom, is peace, is simcha. It's real happiness. Like, you know, I have exactly what I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. Hamokom asher ata omen is admas kodesh. When you have that moment sometimes where you're like, wow, this is exactly right. If we all got like a letter from Hashem, right? Imagine you had a dream or your friend had a dream and told you that Hashem or, right, your Avram Avinu came to you in a dream and said, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're exactly struggling what you're supposed to be struggling. Exactly. You're on time, perfect. Perfectly exactly where you're supposed to be. We'd be like, oh, really? Wow, that's awesome. We'd be like, ah, as I'm thinking about it now, I'm like, this is great. It's just a great feeling to say this exactly where you're sitting, where you're driving, where you're listening to this year, what's going on in your life, what stage you're in your life, what you're doing is exactly where you're supposed to be. That brings simcha. That's the maral. Simcha and shleimus, because that's what shleimus is. Shalem, I have exactly everything that I'm supposed to have right now. That's number two. And number three, and this is, I think, from Rabbi Tursky, Zatzal, happy people aren't thankful. Thankful people are happy. Right? People think the happy person's, I appreciate this, I appreciate that. I'm appreciative of my life. Appreciating our life creates the happiness. When we usher ayin shin yud resh, ayin is einayim, shin is svasayim shinayim, your mouth, einayim my eyes, my svasayim my yadayim is the yud, the raglayim. When we, at the end of the day, right, that's why I always say, go to the hospital and visit someone who's Rachmana Litzlan, someone who's dying or someone who's not well. And then you come out, you're like, it's not that bad after all. Now, and I just want to say this, because a lot of times people are like, oh, but what about all the things I'm going, it's not a contradiction. What are the things I'm going through? What about the pain that I'm going through? What about not a contradiction at all. You have your pain, you have your things that you can complain about and that bother you, and that's beautiful to talk to someone and to vent and to realize that things are not so good for me in X, Y, and Z, but it's never a contradiction that I also have things. As the Ramchal says, there's never a person, no matter what stage they're in, that cannot be thankful for something. And the more we look of the things, thank God I can see, thank God I could walk, thank God I could eat, thank God, whatever it is, it's never, right? Thank God, I remember, where do they say that story about someone came to someone about a shidduch, and he says, I have my daughter, and she's so beautiful, and she's so amazing, and she's great, and the mother was complaining about she's 26 or she's whatever, and she can't find the shidduch, and she's sitting there raving how amazing her daughter is, and then she's complaining about how much how upset, that this amazing daughter doesn't have a shidduch. And the person pointed out, like, let's put our emphasis on how amazing your daughter is, and blessed that you have a wonderful daughter, and how she's amazing, and she's this. And I like that story so much, because it's not a contradiction. Yes, the you can complain, you could say, yes, this bothers me about my parents, this bothers me about my spouse, this bothers me about my children, this bothers me about my work, this bothers me that Hashem did this or that. Okay, but what is it? But there's also so much blessing. This blessing that my parents, brought me into this world, that I know what not to do. Sometimes we have to be thankful that I know how not to act. Okay, we also have so many things we can thank our parents for. I'm so thankful for my spouse, for all the things that we could say that our spouse doesn't do. We have a million things we could say that our spouse does. Our children, Baruch Hashem, I have children, to be thankful that I could be upset at my children, or whatever it might be, whatever your situation. It's focusing on the gifts and focusing, all of us. I'm so talking to myself. I'm not so talking to myself. I'm the most talking to myself, because I could talk for myself. I think that I think I could work on that. I could work on being so much more appreciative of how blessed we are. And that really creates simcha. Hashem will help each and every one of us. Mishenichnas Adar Marben B'simcha. Let us bring both Adars with us into Nisan. Let us bring that happiness. Let us bring the simcha of the growth that Baruch Hashem, little by slowly, we're all growing together. If you're by the way, if you're listening to this shiur, then you're growing. Why else would you be listening? Then you're growing. So that's simcha. That's wow, Baruch Hashem. Not that you have to be happy that you're listening to this shiur, but just that is what happiness is, because you're growing, you're moving, you're searching. That's what it's about. To realize that exactly where we are is exactly where we're supposed to be. And thank you, Hashem, for everything that I have. Thank you, Hashem, for everything that I have, because you give me so much. You give us all so much. Amazing always to spend time with everyone. Thank you so, so much for inspiring me, for listening. A big shout out again for the person who was mechazik me and strengthened me to give this shir Bein Hazmanim. It's been a great journey for me. I've gotten a lot of great feedback from many of you, and I appreciate it. Please WhatsApp me. Please share with me thoughts about this shir. It only strengthens all of us. Let's keep on strengthening each other. Let's have a chodesh tov, a good chodesh, and let us transition beautifully from Adar to Nisan, and looking forward to the Geula Shlema, all of us together. Thank you so much.